legacy that he's left around here?
Oh, man. I mean, when I first got here, he might have been the youngest old vet I ever been around. You know, he just carried himself in a veteran fashion. He understood the game, understood how to carry himself off the field. You know, he wasn't a guy that, you know, gets himself in trouble. You know, he cared about what people think about him, and that's the reason why he's, you know, been successful on and off the field, man. And, you know, guys like him that takes the time to put forth the effort to make a name for himself off the field, you have to have a lot of respect for him. You know, him and Darren Williams were close friends, came in together, and, you know, he's not a selfish guy. He's all a team guy. And, you know, like I said, I'm proud of Foxy. I'm glad he's, you know, got an opportunity to play. You know, he's playing well. And hopefully, you know, we praying that he doesn't do as well this week. But I know he's licking his chops, you know, looking forward to going against us. And I'm sure it's going to be an interesting game.
With Matt Ryan, I mean, this guy's not playing like a rookie.
Nah. I mean, he has a great deep ball. He was thrown right in from day one, and he's gotten the grasp of the offense. You know, he's gotten comfortable with Rodney Wright on White and the other guys that have in their offense, and he's done well. He's the main reason why him and Turner are the reason why that they're doing as well as they're doing, because of their leadership. You know, he's a rookie, but he's playing, you know, like I say, Fox, you know, a veteran, guy that's been in this league for years, and he's not going to put the offense in bad situations. You know, he's not going to take a lot of chances. But, you know, the one thing I noticed about Matt Ryan, you know, he has an excellent deep ball. He's probably, up to this date, probably has the best deep ball that we face. And we know that they're going to come into this game and take shots.
How do you think Carl's done these last couple weeks filling in for
Champ? Carl Paymer. He's done well. The thing about Carl, man, you know, you put him in there and, you know, he's a man-cover guy. You know, he's done well. That's what he excels in. Whenever he's in there, I know last year we always put him up in press. And Carl, man, you know, just with anybody, you know, giving the right opportunity, him feeling comfortable, man, you know, he'll do well. And, you know, it's the little things of the game that, you know, younger players have to work on and try to become a complete player. But for the most part, man, I think this whole team, you know, all the guys that have stepped in for the guys that are injured have done a pretty good job. You know, they've had limited reps during camp. You know, once the season started, you know, we were getting all the reps. Them guys were basically watching it and doing scout team. But them guys, you know, were prepared and then knew at any given time that with the injuries that we've had, that they can step in and be expected to do well. And I think for the most part, the guys have done well. I think here, being here in this altitude, playing, we play at 2 o'clock. I think when we go back to the East Coast, I don't think it's going to affect, you know, how we perform. You know, like I said, if you can play here in Denver under the conditions that we play under, like no other, with the altitude and stuff like that, we should be ready for anything. We shouldn't get tired, you know. I think Coach Shanahan does a great job, you know, in the weeks that we have East Coast games. You know, he moved the schedule up and have us go out in the field early, you know, sort of the time that we'll be playing on Sunday to kind of prepare us. So I mean, that's no reason for us to do well. You know, we need to get rolling. We need to get on a little streak of wins to try to secure this division and to stay at the top of this division. And we're facing a good team this week in Atlanta.